This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
You're listening to the Live Feed on KQAL. Today we have a special treat for you all. The group Antiochia visits from Oakland, California. The four members in the group have been playing together for over 4 years. And today we hear an in-studio drum circle performance the group gave here at the KQAL studios. We go now into the hearts and minds of Antiochia. I'm Lisa Ostrander, and you're listening to the Live Feed here on KQAL. We're here with Antiochia.
Yes, indeed. I'm Maddie, and Maddie Strysek, and I play keys, and I sing, and play hand percussion and stuff, and I hail from BC, Canada, but live in, with these guys in Oaktown, Oakland, California.
Right on.
My name's Paul Martin, play bass, and sing a little bit, and do some percussion stuff, and I'm originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but live with Oakland.
I'm Craig. I play drum set. I do some vocals, djembe, and I grew up in Milwaukee. I'm a local, but I live in Berkeley now.
My name's Adley. I grew up outside of Vancouver, Canada, and I play guitar and percussion.
Fan. And gaita.
Sure, yes, and yes. Gaita for all those gaita lovers out there.
Gaiteros.
And for those that don't know what the gaita is, would you like to tell us? Yes.
Well, the gaita is, it's a flute made out of a cactus tree, and it's from the Caribbean part of Colombia.
And I'm guessing we'll have a chance to listen to that later. So when did your group form? How did you guys meet?
We started in Medellin, Colombia, actually in the mountains above Medellin, called Santa Elena. Wrote a bunch of songs there, moved to Canada. It didn't work out there, so we came to the Bay Area. And here we are in Winona.
There we go. So did you guys already know each other before you formed the band, or did you just run into each other at shows?
Well, the drummer and guitarist, Craig and Adley, they met in Ecuador, and they lived in Colombia, like Craig was just saying. But I knew Adley from back in the day. We had a really bad funk rock band called I Cream of Genie.
Can we say that?
I think we had one gig.
Can't say that.
Yeah, so Adley and I knew each other from way back in the day. And then we found Paul on Craigslist.
Gotta love Craigslist.
He was just sitting there waiting for something to do.
Guys.
Let me play bass.
How would you guys describe the style of your music, or maybe the genre?
I'd say it's kind of funky rock, like Frank Zappa or Fish, but then mixed with West African music. So yeah, we mix the funky rock and weird arrangements with West African grooves and rhythms. Yeah, whatever pops out, pops out.
Boo! How long have you guys been playing shows together?
About 4 years now.
And that would be all four of you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. When did you guys start? You started like 6 years ago or something? Was it 2 years you were in Colombia?
About 6 years ago, mm-hmm. Yeah. We were actually doing shows in Colombia. We've been through a few musicians before Paul and Maddie joined the band.
Yeah, they all internally combusted. It was really weird.
Yeah, every single one of them until they got here.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your musical influences?
Let's see. Me, I love Grace Slick, definitely. Vocally, I love her. Primus, I love Primus. So those would be my two if I had to pick two. I'll keep it brief.
Me and Craig really like Fish. We followed them for a little while back in the day. Primus too, and I really like country music and funk and blues and like traditional American music.
Oh, I forgot Yanni. Yanni. Big into Yanni.
And then the West African traditional stuff and the traditional Colombian stuff as well gets in there.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any schooling in those areas, or you just picked it up when you were there?
We had a few teachers in Colombia. They weren't necessarily from the coast. It's all music from the Caribbean that we do, but they had studied their whole lives, so we got the gist of it.
And the West African music scene is pretty big in the San Francisco Bay Area. Lots of Africans are over there teaching their music.
Great place to cultivate a sound, for sure. There's so much different stuff going on and very inspiring. You can always catch shows and get your music on.
Could you guys explain a little bit about your first CD?
Gringolandia.
Gringolandia.
Yes.
Me and Adley actually, we met in Quito, Ecuador, in a neighborhood that, I don't know who nicknamed it, but the nickname was called Gringolandia. Pretty much, if you were not from Latin America and you went there, that's where you'd go hang out. And, you know, it's kind of trendy, hip sort of area. And so we met there, and it just kind of seemed to fit the vibe of naming our first album.
We were sort of talking about, you know, like a lot of the songs that are on that album were written by Craig and Adley in Colombia, and a lot of them were inspired by their experiences being in Latin America and just thoughts about imperialism. And I'm totally speaking for you guys right now, but I thought it was interesting to say.
All four of you are on that CD, though.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. At that point, I think I had been in the band for like maybe 6 months or something like that, so it was pretty fresh. I think by the time I joined the band, Adley and Craig were really itching to record an album, and that was actually my first recording experience, so it was pretty awesome to hop into a band and bam.
We had a lot of bad demos before that. I think like four or something. We just kept making these demos. We need an album, and then this is the first time we actually did an album. So
mm-hmm. I saw that the show tonight is for a CD release party, and that CD is called My Piano 8, the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yes, indeed.
Could you explain what the CD's all about? Maybe how long it took, what inspired you guys for it?
Well, this one, in contrast with our first album, which took quite a while to, you know, we did pre-production and then we, you know, went into the studio and took quite a while. This one, we just decided we wanted it to be super live and really raw sounding type of thing. So cheap. We just had cheap. So we basically did the whole album in under $4,000. That's including like manufacturing the CDs and everything. So basically, thanks to lots of awesome family and community connections in the Bay Area, people really helped us out on this one. And yeah, we got a woman in Montana to do their letterpress printing, and she gave us a deal. F Street Letterpress, little plug there. All the songs on this album were songs that we all wrote together, isn't that right? Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. The title of the album is based on a true story of when my piano actually ate the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. Adley was there, saw it go down. I don't know, it changed my life. I wrote some lyrics and we wrote a song, and pretty soon we had an album. Bam.
Is there a theme that you guys live and play music by?
It's a good question there.
Well, thank you.
Don't say the wrong thing.
You gonna hold us to this?
Yep, exactly.
Does this hold up in court? Just trying to kind of live a little bit outside the system of things, but also having fun with and inside the system. Trying to make money, but not too much money. Trying to not live in fear of anything.
Mm-hmm. Full expression, too.
Full expression.
I think our music is really a chance for all four of us to release sides of us that we have trouble releasing in other ways. We're compatible somehow in that way, the four of us, so it just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. The first album is definitely a product of where it was recorded or where the songs were written. You can really feel like you're in the jungle on some songs, and, you know, there's definitely elements of Colombia woven through it. In that same sense, I think this new album, there's elements of the city woven through it, because we've been living in Oakland for a while now, and these songs were written in Oakland or developed in Oakland, and so there's definitely aspects of like urban life and frustrations with that and frustrations with the man and the system woven through it, but there's still like a really playful quality to a lot of the songs, just kind of coping with it and trying to figure out how to live life in the city without going crazy.
How long have you guys been on tour?
Well, we took off June 11th, I believe.
Like 3.5 weeks.
And how much longer do you guys have?
We're like right at the midpoint. I think we have about the same left.
Where's your next trip to after Winona?
We're going to Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Craig's actually from Milwaukee, so we like to make fun of him just for fun because he's so easy.
So I saw you guys are going to be playing up at the Caboose. Where did you get the connection for that, or how did you hear about the Caboose?
That's all through a production company called MJG Productions.
The first time we were in Minneapolis, right? Last time we played at the Blue Nile, really yummy Ethiopian restaurant.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be there on July 14th and 16th. On July 14th, we're playing with Somatic, their funk rock dance band. And then on the 16th, we're playing with PB and the Jam and Absolute Groove.
What does the band do when you're not on tour?
Practice.
Yeah, right. Music.
Band meetings.
Band stuff, basically.
Yeah. You guys
fold CD covers.
Yeah.
Do you guys play a lot in the San Francisco area?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We do little trips around the area and stuff. We sort of, because there's so much going on in the San Francisco Bay Area, you kind of have to be strategic about your show placement. So we're playing about 4 shows a year now. That's our goal in the actual San Francisco, like. The bay city. Area itself. In the water.
In the water?
Inside the bay. Yeah.
Submarine concert?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a new concept we've been working out. Yeah.
I think the Beatles revolutionized that concept.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. The yellow submarine.
Exactly.
Could you explain a bit about your post-Peak Oil rock project?
We tried real hard to run our bus off veggie oil this tour, which works really well for some people, but we got a really old bus with an even older engine, so it didn't work too good for us this time. But we have the system in place. Basically, we just want to wean our music off of fossil fuels using veggie oil and bicycle power.
Yeah, by hook or by crook, even if it takes us 10 years because we have no money yet.
We're hoping to tour by bicycle, too, and just carry all our gear. We've been inspired by a band called the Ginger Ninjas out of Grass Valley, I guess. And they did a bike tour all the way to Mexico, just playing everywhere. They had all their gear, and they powered their shows with kinetic energy biking. We're planning to do the same thing. We just haven't quite gotten there yet.
They got this thing in San Francisco called the San Francisco Bicycle Music Festival. I'm sure there's got to be one in Minneapolis. Everybody bikes from venue to venue. Like, there's might be four different parks as venues. So everybody get, you know, meets at one point, and then people, you know, join along the way, and you turn up at the park and set up the pedal power stage, and the bands rock out, and then pack up the stage and move to the next park and party in between, you know. It's fun as hell.
Tell us about your involvement with the Fellowship of Reconciliation Colombia program.
Fellowship of Reconciliation for Colombia. It's they do a lot of peace and nonviolence work with Colombia, and also, you know, awareness raising in the states about the situation in Colombia. And basically, we're just supporting them by donating money whenever we can and partnering with them whenever we can. It's a pretty simple relationship. $1 from each of our CDs goes to them. They'll often come out to our Bay Area shows and table, you know, bring petitions and information for people to pick up and learn a little bit more about Colombia. There's a lot of disinformation about Colombia in our countries.
Did your interest for the organization begin when you were in Colombia?
Not specifically that organization, but just we've come back to the Bay Area and kind of connected with the Colombian community, and we joined a band that plays traditional Colombian music, and so we just kind of connected with them and realized we want to give back since the band started while we were living there.
What type of media and recognition have you guys received either in San Francisco or overall in the United States?
Well, Adley was on the cover of Rolling Stone.
The children's version.
We got on the Jam Bass Albums of the Week for our new album. That's pretty much our biggest one. Mm-hmm. I think our album title helped us get into the San Francisco Chronicle.
They like that one. Yeah, for sure.
A couple other ones here and there. Mm-hmm. Those are our two biggies.
Yeah.
What is one of the most embarrassing moments for you guys, either as a group or individually, while you were performing?
Mm. Have we ever been embarrassed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, remember when we were on our winter tour, and we tried to start this song like 3 or 4 times, and we just couldn't remember the opening break.
It was like a brand new song that we hadn't
that
played live yet.
It was brand new. It was a drum song. So we were down in the crowd on the floor with everybody about to get like, woo, we're getting the party hype, y'all. And then we just couldn't play the song.
Like, we tried like literally 3 or 4 times in a row, and just eventually we gave up, right? We were like, let's do another song.
That was a big collective. Wah, wah.
I have another one too. That time we wore clown outfits at Starry Plow in Berkeley, I just felt ridiculous the entire time. Like, they were
really.
So now you're hurting feelings here. He looks like he really enjoyed.
Yeah.
That
well,
experience.
Hey, you can have your own embarrassing moments. That was one for me. Yeah, I like to look silly, but that was just kind of off the charts for me.
What's one of the most gratifying moments or maybe a highlight of playing shows together?
For me, we just threw a big CD release party. And after that, I think everybody was feeling extremely positive about what we're doing. We just brought so many artists together. It was like we put on a little circus, and it was a really big event. It felt pretty amazing.
That's a good one.
I second that, yeah.
Also, yeah, just I love playing outdoors, and we recently played for the People's Park. Are you familiar with People's Park?
As a matter of fact,
they have a. It's famous. Well, People's Park is still going and still fighting the good fight against, you know, the university slowly trying to encroach on its space apparently. So, but yeah, they have an anniversary festival every year, and we recently got to headline that festival, and we got asked to organize this coming year's anniversary in April. So that's pretty exciting for us, definitely, to be involved in our local community in that way. Music and activism, like, at its realest.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Another gratification.
Is there anything else you guys want to share with our listeners?
Winona rocks!
Ooh. Yes, indeed. One of the songs we're about to play was actually written last time we were in Winona, probably about a year ago.
We were just on the Wisconsin side of that.
Yeah, we were just on...
Right over the bridge.
Right over the bridge, yeah. We had like 2 days off between a Wisconsin show and playing at Ed's No Name Bar last year. And so we had like beautiful camping right along the Mississippi River. So the track is called Mississippi River and it's on our new album. So the first night we camped, we were kicked out of the campground because we turned up really late and then we didn't bother going to pay the fee the next day. Instead, we played music all day long and the lady just came over and just reamed us out completely and kicked us out.
She didn't make us pay.
Yeah. We ended up
getting win again.
We were gonna pay. Just on the way out.
We probably would have paid.
Beautiful area you guys got here. Keep up the good work. Keep taking care of Mama Nature.
Can we say our website? Because we come to the Midwest quite a bit.
By all means.
You enunciate well, you want to say?
Okay. My enunciation is ready. It's www.antiokia.band.com.
Thank you.
ANTIOQUIA-band.com. So it's antiokia-band.com. And people can actually... order our CDs online, and like I said, we can we'll give $1 from each $10 album that we sell to the Fellowship of Reconciliation Colombia. They do great work. And if you don't want to order a CD, but you're more of a digital type, you can digitally download the album by donation. So pay what you will, zero till infinity.
Thank you guys very much for coming in again. That was Antioquia, not Antiquia, not Antoquio, none of that. It's Antioquia.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, absolutely. Lisa.
All right, enough of that talking. We're going to play some music. This is Antioquia, and we're going to play some tunes on our folkloric instruments, our drums here, and maracas and gaitas. And what we do during our show is we jump down off the stage, off of our guitar, bass, drums, and all that, keys, and play music amongst the people, amongst the crowd. So that's what you're hearing now. And if you want to hear what we do while we're on stage, then you can head to our website and download some music. We're going to start with the Mississippi River song that we were talking about.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the live feed here on KQAL. We would like to take the time now to once again thank Antiochia for coming into the studio and giving us such a fantastic performance. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Live Feed here on KQAL.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.